Hello, I'm Stephanie M. Mim, First Lady of the Mimiverse and B-movie actress extraordinaire. Many of you know me as Rosemary in Terror from Beneath the Earth, or Ursula from House of Ghosts, or the giant floating head in Cavewoman on Mars. But you may not be aware that I also write bad poetry. This is one of my poems. It is entitled Fall, and it goes something like this. It is fall. The leaves are falling. It is cold. I need a sweater. Raking sucks.
Aye, aye, sister, that's true.
You're about to enter into a world where all those classic movie monsters are still alive. A time when scary movies were fun for the whole family. And a place where the only colors you'll find are black, white, and shades of gray. Welcome to the Mimiverse.
Hello, everybody. This is Rad Director Christopher R. Mim. And with me, I have my co-host, Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. Say hello.
Hello.
We have taken over the podcast this month because, well, why the hell not? It's the Mimiverse Bonfire Podcast, and only of the four people in this room right now, only two have the last name Mim. So, hey, screw you guys. Anyway, but seriously, there is a very distinct reason why I and my illustrious Stephanie over here are hosting the podcast, and that is because our guests this month are our hosts, Mark and Ruby.
Hi.
The tables turned.
The tables have turned. Because we realized ultimately we had no one else.
And you told us you had it.
And two, these guys have been in the movies, so why the hell not?
Yeah.
All right, good point.
Plus, you know, we're trying to break it up a little bit. Try something new, because people are getting bored. No, they're not?
No, they are.
Mostly okay. Just us. All right, no, good enough. Not really, not really.
So yeah, to my right over here is my beautiful wife and keeper, Stephanie. Keeper. Say hello.
Hello.
My co-host. Now, Steph, you can talk.
Okay.
You're not the
shake
guest.
My head.
You can just you can say whatever you want.
Oh, wow.
And then did I say to my right or to my left?
You said to your right.
Okay, that's my right. Steph's on my right. To my left is guest, I'm going to call you guest number 1.
Yeah!
And that's Ruby. Everyone knows her as The Ruby.
Hello,
The Ruby.
And then
the
farther to my left beyond Ruby's left is Mart.
Hi.
Mart.
Yeah.
And we have a phantom candle tender, because we're inside. It's cold outside. Say hello, phantom candle tender. I love that you guys are like had to fill that in. Instead of just like, I figured it'd just be silence.
Yeah.
Like, oh, thanks.
Well, no, then you'd hear the cat moving his babies, and then everyone would think it was the cat fire tender.
True. Well, I figure we can yell at the phantom fire tender all night for doing things wrong.
That's true.
Around the Mitch Gonzalez Memorial Candle.
We could throw stuff raining. at the phantom candle tender.
That's right. So yeah, that's our... That's my introduction. I can't remember. Do you guys do anything else that's cool and interesting before?
We always...
Before Ruby does the thing that Steph's about to do right now.
So, Chris, what's going on in the Mimiverse?
Nothing. I'm shutting it down.
Yay!
Okay, here's what's going on in the Mimiverse. I'm making a movie. Still working on the giant spider. It's coming together real nice. We have a fundraiser going right now with the guys from Acoustic Fury Records. Acoustic Fury Records. Check it out at acousticfury.com. The band Bad Horse recorded these great versions of Paddling Along and A Rock and Rolling All the Way to Ramblin'. They're really good. So there are these great versions of the songs that you can download. You can download each song for $5 a piece. And you're like, oh my God, $5 for a song. But the whole point is the fundraising part, you see? And then you get something cool out of it. You get the songs, plus you also get art.
No way.
Dan Flanagan, who runs Acoustic Fury, had some art commissioned at the New York Comic Con. That's very cool that you get free with download. So you can either buy them individually for $5 a piece or $8 for the quote-unquote album, which is both.
Mm.
So it's really cool.
Yeah, they sound great.
And they do sound really good. And they're cool variations on the songs. I mean, I think they're pretty awesome. I was very, very happy. And you can check that out by either going to SaintEuphoria.com and finding the news post about it. Or if you go to GiantSpiderFundraiser.bandcamp.com and you can download the songs. The other thing going on, there's an exclusive plush, a holiday limited time, and it's only available until this December 15th. So if you don't order it before then, you cannot get one ever.
Did you say it was the Monster Phantom Lake?
It's the Monster Phantom Lake wearing a little Santa hat.
It's so cute.
Which I'm sure you can get if you really want festive. What the hell colors are Festivus anyway?
I have no.
Holidays are coming up soon, and I will be running some pretty cool deals between pretty much when this comes out. I'll just say that. When this comes out, I'm going to start doing some cool deals on the website to sell stuff for the holidays.
Makes a great
gift. You know, the films of the Mimiverse make great gifts, and we have some cool stuff, and I might add some more stuff. I don't know. I'll start throwing the kitchen sink at it. Just buy stuff, people. But the point is buy it sooner rather than later if you want to get it in time for the holidays. If you want that Mimivite and your family to know about all the cool stuff, make sure you get it now and buy lots. Buy often.
Yep. And if people already have the movies, they should have a plushie.
I'm telling you.
Makes a great
whole
gift.
Set. That's what's going on in the Mimiverse.
I am taking this off the bus for a second. So we went to ValleyCon. We met some new friends. They're called the Kamikaze Snowmen. They're pretty great. And they had Chris on as a guest on their podcast. All right. So we decide.
Mitch Gonzalez.
Now you're going to sing it.
Now he's going to sing it.
Now you're going to sing it.
Mitch Gonzalez.
I'll kill you. So we go. It's this late night podcast. They have him on for a very nice interview. We decide we're going to photobomb them. Audio bomb them. So we jump in there.
After I called them my fluffers. They didn't appreciate
it was
that.
Not appropriate. Okay. So it's me and Mark. And who else was up there? Tori. Okay, we're audio bombing them because they audio bombed ours, and then they sang a song, and then they like split really fast. So we jump on, and I'm like, "All right, we're gonna sing a song. Let's sing a song about Mitch Gonzalez." This one clams up, says nothing, doesn't even hum along. Nothing.
Let them embarrass themselves.
Nothing, and it doesn't sound good without four people. Two people singing the Mitch Gonzalez song sucks.
So, Ruby,
hello,
and Mark,
hi.
You know them as the hosts of the show, but this month they're the guests. Now you're under the spotlight. So Ruby, tell us about yourself and how you got involved with the verse. Go.
How far back do you want to go? Now I'm scared.
How were you introduced to the verse?
Oh, well.
Yeah, get on with it. God, come on. So pushy.
Okay.
Just isn't that hard.
That's actually pretty recent. I'm rotating.
What in the hell are you doing?
That
woman?
Is not pretty recent. Well, okay. The Mimiverse world.
Yeah,
but.
in my global history. I thought he like wanted me to start with, well, I was born in a small cabin in the woods in Colorado. No, I wasn't. I was born in Chicago. So, yeah.
Where the hell are you going?
I don't know. She's
way off the road.
She has yet to start.
Way
she's
off
being
the road.
A guest.
I'm being a guest.
She's being Shervin.
She's not being Doug Sidney. She's being Dan Shervin.
No, she's been Shervin.
So, yes, I am from Denver and Chicago in no particular order, and I went to school in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And one of the people I went to school with was Josh Craig, who everyone
in
the universe knows.
It made sense where she's going with this.
Yeah. And so, yeah, all through college, I heard about this guy, Chris, best friend, this other best friend, Mike, and all the best friends, oh my God. I never met them because Chris never came the 5 hours down to Iowa, never did.
I did.
He did,
I went a couple times, but it was after you were gone.
Yeah, he went down to Cole a couple times.
Because didn't you go off to
I was 1 year ahead of
grad school or something like that? Yeah. I did go down there that year.
Yeah, of course you did.
Of course I did. I've been down there. I know what Cedar Rapids smells like.
Ah, City of Pie smells.
But Ruby, you never came up here either.
Actually, I came up.
He just never introduced you.
No, that's true. Because I stayed.
Josh's fault. See?
Yeah, I know. I stayed at the house on Kenwood. I might have. No, it was before I moved here permanently. Anyway, so yeah, then I went to grad school in Columbus.
Yay, Columbus! And, what's up, Dr. Bob?
Columbus.
Dr. Bob was not there when I live is there. What? Oh, you worded. Yeah. So then. Long story short, I ended up back here in Minneapolis and finally met these two lovely people. And then eventually they started making movies. And I was doing theater and dance and music and, you know, all the stuff that you can put lights on and such. And, yeah, I knew you guys when you were making movies to begin with. And I didn't actually get involved until Destination.
Explain and, how and why.
Well, it won't sound good. I'll say the nice version. The nice and also true, the short version, is that the Mimiverse needed extra people to help out. And it needed extra different energy. And so I was like, well, I can help you build something that looks like came out of Battlestar Galactica. And so I went over to Chris's for a while and hang out in the basement and said hi to Steph. And it was a good excuse to hang out with Chris and Steph because... You know, I didn't get to see you guys very much. And after we stopped doing Star Trek nights, dang it, I didn't get to see you guys very often. So it was a good excuse to go over and, you know, I'd talk to Steph for a while. Then Chris and I would go build in the basement. And then eventually I sucked Mark into it. And we ended up having a real good time. So, yeah.
Cool. And then, you haven't regretted it since?
Well, you don't want to ask me that while I'm looking at you in the face. No. No, we haven't. Otherwise, we would take a break.
And our other guest this month is Mark R. Hader.
Hi.
R's for Roosevelt, but really for Ronald.
Or neither.
I am also an R.
Yay. So, Mark, tell us about yourself, and how did you come to be involved in the verse?
Wow.
That was awesome.
Okay, that was super jokery.
That was awesome. born and raised here in St. Paul, Minnesota. Fast forward to... 10.5 years ago, I met Rube. We became an item.
Yesterday.
No, yeah, pretty much.
We've heard the stories
he
of Ruby.
He finally
my God, Ruby.
Put a ring on. Ruby. What?
One of the very first people that I ever met of Ruby's friends were Chris and Steph. One of the very first people I ever met.
That is true. I was like, you're going to like these guys. Let's
you're
going to
like
house.
Chris. He's a nut. He was, at that time, he was a musician. He wasn't, the thought of making a film didn't even cross his mind. So we had that in common. And then there was Steph and I was like, hey, Steph's awesome. You know, but I didn't know Steph because Steph will tell you herself. She's very shy and it takes a while to kind of get to know her.
Well, I knew you would have more in common with Chris to begin with.
True.
That's an odd awesome. Craving for a Hostess cupcake.
Ooh.
Anyway, keep going.
our local gas station is still open, but yeah, I'm not going to go fetch stuff. I'm the guest. I don't fetch stuff.
No fetching.
So we were hanging out at your house because you have a large family, and it's not always easy for you to leave.
Ain't that the truth?
So you know,
the jailer keeps me pretty well chained up.
We would do bonfires at your house,
Stephanie.
This is before we lived together too, and I was
sweaty
in an apartment
balls,
in Uptown. There was no.
You said sweaty balls.
I said sweaty this time.
She did say sweaty.
Good times.
But I was in Uptown, and there was no fire pits. And he lived in the bottom side of a house, and there was no fire pits. So of course, we're going to go over to your house to go have fun.
So
it was really the beginnings.
I remember that. You guys coming?
Yeah, we would come over to your guys' house. I remember you had said, "Hey, do you want to be in Destination Outer Space?" And I was kind of like, I don't know, whatever. And then Rube basically said, he'll do it.
Yep.
And so I was like, okay.
But yeah, I think we were still trying to find the eck and knock for the arena scenes. And
yeah.
It was like, I need a tall, big
tall,
guy.
Big, scary guy.
Yeah.
Someone that's bigger than Josh.
And that was
by
me.
Mark,
was it awkward at all?
Was it awkward
yes,
at all?
Yes, because there's that. Was it awkward? Well, I guess we can get into this later, but because Ruby had been once engaged to Josh Craig, and now you were with her, but you were beating up on Josh. Well, maybe that's not awkward.
That's really not all that awkward. No.
That's why he would take the role.
Oh my gosh,
Josh,
you were like,
you
all right, I get to do a smackdown.
See, I didn't say that, but Ruby just did. So there you go.
I sure did. And I was tasteful in the beginning. I didn't even go there, but hi, Josh,
enough.
You're not listening.
No,
you're
it wasn't awkward
Josh.
At all. In fact, that was
chartreuse unicorn.
Chartreuse unicorn.
I
would love it if you listened. You should listen.
So, Steph, ask some questions. You're the co-host.
I don't have that in my script.
Oh, come on. Do it.
So, Ruby.
Yes.
What is your favorite? And you can't cop out and say, I don't have a favorite or it doesn't
Liz.
Matter.
I do have favorites.
What is your favorite Mimiverse movie and why?
Well, it is no secret that I like Monster the best. It is my favorite. It continues to be my favorite. It's the same reason everybody else. It's got that wonderful innocence and the whole kitchen sink and everything you remember and like walking through the woods and walking and walking and walking and walking and walking. And then
the
you're
Disney
like, all right,
Bambi
this is,
moment.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I love it. That is my favorite one.
Okay. And then what's your least favorite? And be honest.
I thought we didn't do this.
Yeah, I'm doing
we,
it.
We
I
don't
got to
generally.
Ask the question.
Nice. Because Chris doesn't ever want to say publicly which one he doesn't like either, and he never will. So,
I think people are getting
I know
close
which one
to
it
figuring
is.
It out.
I'm not the biggest fan of the second one. Not the biggest fan. Sorry,
fair
Mike.
Enough.
I'm sorry, Mike. I thought the pauses in Captain Jackson's speech were overdone. I thought someone should have reined him back in. Mim?
Actually, I take more responsibility for that than Josh. That was more my idea than his.
It was a poor idea.
Yes, it was.
That's all I'm saying.
I admit it.
Honestly, that was the thing that drove me the most crazy. I'm like, oh God, someone told this actor he was funny, and so he did more. But see, that's the problem with being the director. You will always get blamed for it.
But
you
see,
will
but
always
I take
get
the blame
blamed.
For that because that was my fault. Okay.
And as the director, though, it is their fault because they're supposed to direct and say, no, I don't like it that way. Don't do it that way.
Well, but he didn't know until you've seen it 40,000 times. Yeah.
But
yeah,
some
thought,
people love that part of it. I'm telling you, I have people come up to me. That's my favorite.
They can love it. They
so.
Can
I had someone
it.
Come up to me once and say that they thought I peaked it. It came from another world.
Yeah,
I've heard that.
Jesus.
I personally don't agree with that, but I do enjoy the movie and I have watched it again because I mean there's Canoe Cops, who doesn't love that, and I enjoy seeing your house all decked out. Every time I see the kitchen
and
I laugh.
Our
every
house
time
not
I see,
full of color crayons all over the wall.
That doesn't bother me, but I see your kitchenette and I'm like, oh, I know that house. Ooh. I see your mom's bedroom and
oh,
I laugh and laugh and laugh.
The owl galleria.
Oh yeah. Because it's that one, it's sort of, I love to hate it too, because I was not at all in the filming of that one. And when I saw it, I laughed through the whole movie just because all the things I saw.
Well, and you knew. See, other people didn't know that.
Exactly. Stuff. I was in the in crowd on that one. Because I've been to your house. I've been to your mom's house. I know your peeps. It's all good. So yes, that is the long answer of that.
Actually, that movie though, if you take a break from it for a while, and we just recently saw it again because our kids, it's what they like to watch.
That's cool.
And so they were watching it, and I was like, you know, this really has its merit though, and there are I mean, Chris always says there's parts of it that he now would cut, and it would be like a really, really, really good movie.
No, no.
You don't really think so?
There was nothing you can do that movie to make it a really, really, really good movie. Wow. You can make it better than it is. I still think
you're not giving it enough credit. But anyway, so, but I mean, the kids really like it, and
there are kids though. Mike is scary
with the big googly eyes, and
you know, I just thought of something I forgot to say earlier, but it should come out.
One more thing.
We still have a couple Burger Dog posters still available.
A few, not many.
I may actually just make them available on the website. We sold them at ValleyCon. We sold a bunch after our last podcast, but I still have just a couple, I think like five of them.
Yeah.
So if you still want one, let me know. They're a rare collectible, and they're numbered. We're up to number, I think we have number, we're on number 12. The last 11 was the last one I sold.
And then
a bunch were given away, so that's why it's like, I thought you had like 20, and you said you have five. Well, it's because.
And well, I had taken some out.
Yes.
When you went to the last convention, we had taken a tiny little stack out.
Well, and I have one. Just in case. You guys have one over here. Yeah, and
Michael has one.
Mitchie the Kid. This is the Mitch Gonzalez podcast. Let's just mention him as Mitch. That's the rule. From now on, if you can bring something back to Mitch, do it.
Okay.
All right.
Challenge accepted.
Gauntlet. Throne.
All right, I'd say give Ruby a one for that.
Oh, we're doing points? Yeah!
We're not explaining why.
Same question.
I love points.
Same question, huh?
Yeah, do you remember the question?
I do.
I am knocking it down.
If you listen to this podcast, you'll know that...
or have you said it many times, what your favorite is?
No.
and I'm just out of the
loop. I was just going to say that if you listen to this podcast, you know that Rube and I have been to all the premieres. Even before we started helping out, we've been to all the premieres. So,
yep, you guys know.
Honestly, my answers are going to be the same as Ruby's. I liked Monster Phantom Lake, again, for every single reason that everybody else has ever given. There was just something charming about that film. It just worked. There was such an innocence there, a naivete. I don't know how you pronounce that word. Nativity.
Good job.
Nativity.
There was a baby Jesus.
G in a manger, it was kind of weird.
Donkeys, the whole thing.
There was three wise men in the shape of Sven Canoe Gustav Cox, and Justin Overlander with no beard. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
I really liked Monster Phantom Lake.
You really like Attack too, though.
I do like Attack of Moon Zombies is number two.
Oh, really?
Like Rube, my least favorite one.
It changes like every day.
My least favorite one also was It Came From Another World. It's just... It was such a letdown. I told Rube when we were leaving the theater, I was like, whatever happened? What happened to the same guy that did Monster Phantom Lake?
Downhill ever since.
Only according to one person.
But then number three was a step in the right direction. So, and then my faith was restored.
You know what, though? It was after It Came From the World that we met Mitch Gonzalez.
It was.
So that's
for good. Reals? How did I miss that part and not retain it? I remember him coming to the... I remember him saying he came to the premiere. No, you're right, because
because he went to the Crypticon.
Yeah.
While we were making K-Women, so it was after It Came From the World.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Before K-Women was done.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah.
You all guys sound like you have a man crush or something. Totally. This is, like, really weird.
Trying to get him with his shirt off, the whole thing.
This is weird.
Diva!
Thank God you're here, Steph.
I'm about to puke.
To bring some sanity to the podcast.
That's talking. Speaking of dinner, we had dinner at Khan's. We've talked about many times before.
Mongolian barbecue.
And that Khan's is the greatest Mongolian barbecue on the planet.
You went with Mitch one time, didn't you, to Khan's?
We did.
Okay, I just brought it back.
But no, it was definitely...
Wow.
It was just a challenge. What, you're not in for the challenge?
Don't I get a point for that?
I'm trying to save the boy's soul.
Okay, so I would say you got to give Mark a point, and I think
a point because no one mentioned terror. I'm hurt.
Yeah, I see, and I think Ruby should get another point there for mentioning Mitch.
I'm totally taking you down. You're going down.
We had dinner tonight before we did the podcast at Khan's Mongolian Barbecue. If you ever in the Twin Cities area, go to Khan's Mongolian Barbecue.
Call us.
It's the best.
Call us.
Let us know you're there.
Yeah. And we'll go with you.
Yeah.
One of us.
And you all can pay.
Yeah.
Take us out for dinner.
For the honor of hanging out with us, I think you can pay.
I think you can.
You can pay.
You can get the check. Your turn for a question.
Okay, so this is not so much a question. This is more a challenge.
Dun, dun.
42.
Okay, you guys have to take turns. Ruby, you go first. Ladies okay. first.
I know, lady.
Do an impression of a Muppet, but don't tell us which Muppet it is and see if Steph can guess what it is. But it can't be an obvious Muppet.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you mean can't
you
be
can't
an freaking
do Kermit or Piggy. It's got to be another Muppet.
I was going to do Kermit.
Yeah, see? Go. Because everyone does Kermit.
No, because... Oh, my gosh.
Everyone does Kermit.
You can do Kermit.
No, you didn't say voices.
Okay, you can do
impressions. I'm going to do without voices.
You can do impressions of either a Muppet
or... Who are you, Steph? It's an audio format.
And nobody got that,
that's the running joke that you always wave.
See right there. She just did it again. Hilarious.
So, okay, so do an audio impersonation of a Muppet.
Okay, and it can either be a Muppet from The Muppets or it can be from Sesame Street.
But Steph has to guess it. Go.
Oh, no, this is bad.
I'll give you guys both time to prepare.
Oh, I already know what
and
I'm
in the
do.
Meantime, I'll talk to you about Colin's Mongolian Barbecue, the greatest Mongolian barbecue.
I will do the one that Mark's going to do.
All right, which one do you think
I'm going
to do?
We'll see which one will do my favorite Muppet.
Oh, we'll see. We're not going after your favorite Muppet. I'll do your favorite Muppet.
You'll get more points if you do my favorite Muppet.
Okay, Steph's got some power madness.
Can I do the one that Mark's going to do and then have him do it and then do your favorite one not get docked points?
I'll try.
We won't be docked points.
No docked?
Yeah, no, you can get points, but you won't lose points at any moment.
Okay, would I get two?
I don't know what the hell's going on, but you won't
lose points. She heard points, so she's volleying for points. Do your damn impression. Let's
go. Come on,
go.
Let's do it. Let's see it. Come on. Ruby.
See, it's a cookie. That's good enough for me.
Cookie Monster.
There you go.
That wasn't the one I was going to do.
No, what were you going to do?
You are all weirdos.
Oh, it's that guy with the goofy...
This is why Steph has to guess.
Doesn't he have like goofy eyes? Like one is almost shut and the one's like really wide and he has like the crazy hair.
No. Nope.
And he says, "You are all weirdos."
That's a voice. That's a really good impression.
It is a good impression, and I can't think of the dang Muppet. I can see him.
He's from The Muppet Show.
I know.
He's light blue.
I know. What's his name? Is he from the band?
No.
He's hardly ever in the show.
Yeah.
This is why this is a good one.
You took such a random one.
All right. I think you're out of time.
I'm out of time?
Yeah. You can't guess all night.
Well, Steph is the queen of the verse. She gets all the time she needs.
You cannot talk yourself
I am the first lady. No one says Michelle
it's
Obama
Sam
step off.
Sam the American Eagle.
Oh, it's Sam.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I
even did
known
the voice
that.
For you. You are all weirdos.
And see, you know what? You're
he's
right.
my favorite.
Now
I love
that. Now that it's right. You like that's your favorite, Sam?
Sam and Animal, but
okay.
obviously
Animal.
Animal's a gimme.
Okay,
so.
No. Don't
Animal's
point
the drummer.
Yet,
of course you love
favorite.
Him.
Okay, go.
Okay. I'm going to go back there someday.
Is that Gonzo?
Yes.
That was Gonzo.
All right, so
Gonzo.
Mark gets 2 points and Ruby gets 1.
But she is my favorite Muppet.
Yeah, but he...
I got one
like,
you didn't
you know,
get.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know
and I even
Gonzo
did the voice.
My favorite.
Yeah, I knew that.
But do you know why?
Because
he's misunderstood.
I want to know why Gonzo's your favorite Muppet, because he's my favorite Muppet, too.
He's my favorite because he's purple.
That's good.
And because he's a weirdo, he doesn't have a family. He's like the little outcast. I love Gonzo.
Wow. We're really getting into the psychology of why you married me.
You are all weirdos.
Yeah, see? All right, so we're going to take a little turn now into something we call Peter Flynn's Corner.
Yay! Let's play the music.
We have to play the music
yes,
right now.
Go. Bam.
Play the music.
Welcome to Peter Flynn's Corner.
That's good stuff.
Oh, I love that.
I do love that tune.
All right, so we have a crap load of questions here from Peter. I asked him last night to get me some, and of course he came up with many of them.
You rock.
I think in terms of time, we should only, if you're going to do one, because I don't know what's happening here. Ask Ruben a question.
I have no idea what's going on.
Ask me a question. We should take a break then.
All right, well, we'll start off with just one question before we take a break.
All right, cool.
Okay.
And this is a quick one.
Only 4 parts?
No, actually, this one is only 1 part. That's why I'm asking it first.
What? All right.
And you guys can both just answer sort of in turn. What do you think of Boris the Spider by John Entwistle / The Who?
That is for Mark. I step back.
I was never a fan of that song.
I agree. It's not one of their stronger ones.
Not one of their stronger ones.
You know what it is that bugs me? Is the little Boris the Spider. That thing that they throw.
Roger always, Daltrey.
Always
just,
bugged me.
He just, no, he can't do it.
I don't like The Who. So. Sorry.
Oh, it's The Who, not Doctor Who.
Wow.
See, I even knew that, see, Ruby. Come on.
The best thing is you, Ruby can talk your ear off about the, you know, prog rock, English prog rock bands like Genesis and Yes.
Oh, no. No, no. Very few prog rock. Very few.
Porcupine Tree.
See, yeah. That's like, there's like two, and Rush. There's like two.
And Rush.
There's two that I really
good
like.
Good times.
No, yeah. Boris the Spider.
You know who likes Rush?
Who?
Mitch Gonzalez.
No way!
That's a point for Mark.
For real? Gosh. Wow, I didn't know.
All right, so we're going to take a short break here. Get rid of some of those cons and
oh, too much information, no, honey. Too much.
That is hilarious.
And, oh my! We'll be back in a little
bit. I thought it was small.
Thank God we have two bathrooms, huh?
Come on now. All right, we'll be back. Bye.
Bye.
And we're back. Mitch Gonzalez. Mitch Gonzalez. Mitch Gonzalez.
Miss Mimiverso.
Okay, so like Steph's now thinks it's creepy that we're bringing Mitch Gonzalez so many times. So creepy. I will mention that Mitch Gonzalez is a great guy.
Creepy.
Mitch Gonzalez is a good friend of mine.
Creepy.
You, sir, are no Mitch Gonzalez.
Creepy.
So we're back with the Peter Flynn's Corner. We'll play the music right again, right here.
We have just discovered an important note from space.
Welcome to Peter Flynn's Corner.
All right. Okay.
I love that.
I
so,
do love that.
Next question. It's
good
a toss
times,
up.
Good times.
Yeah, we worked on it together.
If art imitates life, and if life imitates art, then in what?
Wow, sexy.
Nothing burps like Coke Zero, huh?
That is not.
Yuck.
Question.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
If art imitates life, and if life imitates art, then in what way do the celluloid products of the Mimiverse influence life for the better?
There's no celluloid in the Mimiverse, so...
Moving on!
Next question!
Peter, you're not aware of this, but we shoot everything digitally.
Neener.
Come on. I've actually had extensive conversations via email about the equipment I use to film my movies. He knows.
He knows.
Come on.
He's just...
Answer it. If art imitates life and life... I make it. You never ask
too.
All of his questions, so I'm doing it this time.
Okay. Correct.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
There's
you,
a lot.
You go first.
Oh, wow. The last part of that thing was what? Which?
It's a very long question.
Which in what way do the films of the Mimiverse influence life for the better? Besides making Mitch Gonzalez a household name.
No, that's just the podcast.
Mitch Gonzalez.
What are you talking about?
Mitch,
everyone in the world
Mitch,
listens to this.
Mitch.
That's
what
good
you
point.
Said.
They, we do have
two
a lot
people
of listeners.
Listen to this.
Oh, no.
The guests.
Their names are Peter
and
Flynn
Peter
and Mitch
Flynn.
Gonzalez. Next question. When will LED lighting become predominant in the world of independent cinema? Wow, someone likes Ruby here.
when it becomes affordable for the general populace and not sucktacular, that is when. The lighting is more unpredictable from those. They don't have it exactly right yet. The optics are not optimized yet. And they're more unpredictable. And the light quality is different. They don't have that warm quality, which...
Yeah.
I believe you can read in black and white also, because even in Destination, where we were just using incandescent lights from, you know, Menards, you can tell the color quality even in black and
you
white.
You can. I mean,
and
you
so
look
I'd
at,
pair them up.
Yeah.
These are hallway lights this time. There's not enough to do a wash. You cannot mix them.
Right. Well, and, you know, the one thing that actually the LEDs were useful to me was flashlights.
In the flashlights. Yeah,
because
they cut
you can
through
actually
everything.
Get... real like
good beams
with just a flashlight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because I mean all the flashlight shots in Terror are
they're
actual
real.
Flashlights.
Yeah.
Like five LED flashlights and
House of Ghosts also.
So this one
two lighting degrees. I'm sorry,
there you go.
I talk right. about color temperature.
If this one's for Mark.
Uh-oh.
Mark,
hi.
You've played General Castle in
No, this one's for me. Yes. Oh, sorry.
Mark, you played General Castle in House of Ghosts and will be reprising that role in The Giant Spider. That is no secret. Peter asks, would you like to play General Castle as a lead character?
Uh-oh.
And why?
You have to kiss Josh! Oh, I mean, what?
Or are you more of a behind-the-scenes person? Well, and if you were to play General Castle after he has developed superpowers, would you play him strictly as an evil monster, or would you give him an internal struggle where the last glimpses of his humanity are struggling under the surface? Go.
Oh, my.
Whoa. No, yes, and no.
It should be known that actually that wasn't me that played General Castle the first time. It was a fat guy who did it the first time. Would I do General Castle again after this one?
No, would you play him?
Oh, dirty bird.
Sorry.
See, this is why I'm glad I never have to answer Peter's questions, because I can't remember all of it. Go ahead. Can you repeat the whole thing for me one more time?
In chunks. Makes it easier. We found
first.
Yes.
Would you like to play General Castle as a lead character?
I don't know. Probably not.
It's a lot of lines.
Are you more of a behind-the-scenes person?
I'd like to be, yes.
If you were to play General Castle after developing superpowers, would you play him strictly as an evil monster?
No.
Okay. Or would you give him an internal struggle where the last glimpse of humanity are struggling in his armor?
That one, yes.
The last part.
I like playing General Castle, don't get me wrong, and I'm very excited to do it again. I'm nervous.
Keeping points?
I am nervous as all heck here, because we haven't filmed the last day of the basically from this point on, the remainder of the shoot is pretty much me and
everybody
else.
How you doing on your lines?
They're tough.
It's only about 30 pages.
Yeah, about 30 pages. So it's
actually,
fun.
Actually, it's about 20.
I like General Castle. He's a great character. I'm just trying to...
Do you have your stogie ready?
I've got dozens of them. So it'll be interesting. I don't know. We'll see where it goes from this point on. But I don't know. Chris is... has hinted, he's like, well, do you want to do anything else in front of the camera? I'm like, I don't know. I kind of like more behind the scenes. But, I mean, if you write something down the road and General Castle makes sense in a story and you're like, well, you got to come back and do General Castle, I'll more than likely do it if it makes sense. Because I know you don't shoehorn things in. It doesn't. That's not what you do.
No, and I want everyone out there to know it. If you don't fit, no matter how much I like you.
Mitch.
Yeah.
Mitch. Yes! No matter how much I like you,
2 points.
If it doesn't fit into the story, I'm just not going to shoehorn people
and I know.
Simply to work with people or simply to give people something to do.
Yeah.
So, Ruby, if you were an animal, what animal would you be and why? That
Gonzo.
Was my question.
Oh, dude, I'd
no,
be a
an
fake.
Animal.
I'd
Gonzo
be a fake animal.
Is not an animal. No, he is a beautiful creature.
He's a weirdo.
So what animal? Not a fake animal. What?
No, I'd be a fake animal.
No, what animal would you be and why?
I don't know.
Come on.
Dude,
it's
I'm
hardcore
a vegetable.
Questions
I don't know.
Here.
I got nothing.
Mark, you.
A vegetable?
Rhubarb's a vegetable.
I think that Mark, Ruby just lost some points.
Mark, what nice animal would you be and why?
I don't have that imagination right now.
I think I would like to be some sort of flying bird because I'd love to be able to fly. That'd be cool to be able to look at things from way up above. But then there's that other part of me that I would love to be a turtle.
Why a turtle?
Because they move really slow.
Just a slow pace. They live a long time.
A turtle is so unlike me, personally, so it would be interesting to see what...
What, turtles aren't interesting?
No.
No, they're slow.
They're slow.
Mark's very fast.
They move
right.
slow.
Ruby?
Yeah.
Right.
Right,
oh,
Ruby?
Yeah, dude.
30 seconds of love.
I'm just talking about... Oh, hi,
Mark.
Honey.
Okay.
Maybe
so
Mitch would be faster.
What animal would I be, babe, then?
What animal would you be?
Yeah.
So would you pick a turtle? So okay,
I think I would actually
there,
pick
like
a turtle
maybe.
Because I think a turtle, for, speaking for myself, because
the
I
most
always
surreal
have
a real ass question. Ever.
I love it.
I
That's
have,
why I like
I,
it.
Since I'm always doing 12 things at once, it seems
so what
like,
animal are you? Now, I that's think, what you'd like to be as a turtle. What are you?
I think I am more like a monkey right now.
You're a monkey. Why are you a monkey?
Because I... always have to swing from branches to stay alive, and I like to fling poo.
So what animal would Ruby be, Mark?
What animal would Ruby
I think
be?
Our significant
you,
others should pick what animal, because we
actually,
don't know.
Well,
I would
that's the thing. He's got all the insight about...
I don't know.
I will go to him and
Except
be like...
a squirrel.
No, I don't like that you think I'm a squirrel. Why am I a squirrel?
Is it
everyone loves squirrels?
I love squirrels.
Who the hell hates squirrels?
What would Ruby be, Mark?
He's got all my insights. He knows.
See, I'm torn between two different animals for her. And this is going to be kind of a weird one, but...
Whatever. I don't take shit personal.
She would be kind of like a lion. Because every time I've ever seen a lion in a zoo or something, they run, and then they lay down and fall asleep.
It's the yawning.
They do.
It's the gigantic Ruby yawn.
Exactly. So she just goes and goes and goes and goes, and then she's like, okay, I'm tired.
The lion is the king of the jungle. That's a good animal. That's a good one.
I only did it because of the yawning and the go until they literally lay down and pass out. So, and my other thing is also feline.
Well, she loves cats.
She does love cats.
A baboon.
So,
big red buck.
You'd be basically a domestic house cat.
What do you want to hear?
I am kind of house cat.
She's more of a house cat. She's very stubborn.
I got my way.
You have your routines that you like, but you don't. I mean, you say you hate routines, but you have them.
I like
but
to
we
groom
all do.
Myself with my hand.
See, cats you try are majestic, to be, and cats in Egyptian were gods. So
true.
Gosh.
So
in my own mind.
So I would definitely relate to you more of a feline than anything else.
I can live with that.
Steph, you don't remember what it was you were gonna say?
That was my question. I wanted to go deep and ask you about animals. Oh.
I love it.
I also would like to go deep.
To Peter Flynn?
Into Mitch Gonzalez's psyche. Maybe now would be a good time to say that Mitch Gonzalez and I are going to break out. And we're going to do the very first Mimiverse Presents film. It's going to be a slight homage to 70s chainsaw films.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
Okay, so I have two more Peter Flynn questions. They're not huge. They're actually a little shorter. First...
I'm so disappointed, Peter.
Which would make a better monster? And this is kind of a multiple one, but they're and ors.
Got it.
Which will actually lead us nicely into 30 seconds of random after this. Woo-hoo! Here we go.
Go ahead.
So...
Chris via
which
Peter.
Which would make better monster in future Mimiverse films? Head in a Jar or Brain Slugs?
Ooh...
My personal vote is Brain Slugs.
I was going to say Head in a Jar. Next question.
Head in a Jar.
These are a couple
evil.
In that same vein. Eyeball with tentacles or tentacles with eyeballs?
Ooh. You're the horror person, Mark. What
I'm going to say tentacles with eyeballs.
Eyeballs with tentacles are way creepier.
A race of robot skeletons bent on selflessly preserving man until the human race is so placid and apathetic that it goes extinct from utter boredom, or soft, fuzzy, harmless creatures from space who manage to spawn by the trillions before suddenly all turning carnivorous.
Okay, you've watched The Trouble with Tribbles recently, have you?
And Steph can verify.
A race of robot skeletons bent on selflessly serving man until the human race is so placid and apathetic that it goes extinct from utter boredom, or... soft, fuzzy, harmless creatures from space who manage to spawn by the trillions before suddenly all turning carnivorous.
Ruby said one, Mark said two.
All right. Next, there's a couple more. Cover eyes. Killer tomatoes or killer corn?
Corn?
Corn.
Wait, corn is C-O-R-N?
Corn,
yeah.
C-O-R-N.
Tomatoes or corn?
Tomatoes are creepier.
Corn is spelled C-O-R-N, dear. Corn, the metal band, they're terrible.
No, I know, but I was just making sure I heard it correctly because it was clowns. Yeah.
Tomatoes or corn?
Corn.
Tomatoes.
You've picked up as
a right. Okay, last. Slithering, slimy things or an invisible horror?
Oh, slithering, slimy things.
Oh,
all
right,
they agreed on one. Yay, you're
invisible monsters
you're
aren't scary.
You're going to make it. I'm not.
Invisible monsters are not scary so because out. You can't see them. Part of horror is visual.
They're freaky, though.
Yeah.
It could be a psychological.
It's psychological,
but it's tougher.
Yeah.
Maybe it's fine.
I don't feel like it is.
Why?
Chris is in
Do
trouble.
Do we need to take a break so that you can suck
nope.
up a little bit? All right.
Nope. I don't suck up.
Because we'll give you that. Oh, rule number one. How did you guys stay together so long? Collie, you don't talk about Fight Club.
Okay. Now, this is the last of Peter's questions.
Aww.
Which is the worst idea in this list?
Oh,
number one,
yeah.
A Mimiverse family-friendly nudie musical.
That's pretty bad.
Two, a homemade funeral.
What?
That was my old indie movie.
That was his joke indie movie.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
And three, having Michael direct Chris, who has to wear an elaborate stuffy costume on a hot, sweltering day.
That's a good idea. I'm going to go with two. What are you going to go with, babe?
What is the worst idea out of all of them? Number one.
The nudie family picture?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'd agree on that. That's just a little over the...
Peter, you've watched the films. We don't enough boobs and blood in this.
But it's
family
friendly.
Where is the 30 seconds of random timer?
Here's the timer. Give her the timer. She's the timer.
All right. We're going to start and take turns. Mark, you are going to go first because Rui went first earlier.
Okay.
I think last time we did it with two, did we do 60 seconds of random, or we're just going to stick to
We're just
going to
do 30 each.
30 each.
Oh, so we'll Mark's go going Mark, first and I we'll back.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me when to start.
Do you know how to start it?
I think so.
You count it down, you say 3, 2, 1, and then you
okay.
beat it.
Okay. The anti-technology person is running the technology. Here we go. Mark, are you physically and mentally prepared?
Spiritually and emotionally as well, yes.
All right. Remember, 30 seconds, never speak of it again, mm-hmm. blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. And?
1, 2, 3.
Jason in space or in hell?
Hell.
Vietnam or Mongolia?
Mongolia.
Name 3 lesser-known drummers you idolize.
Oh, my God. Steve Smith, Ian Pace, and Joey Jordison.
Name 3 overrated drummers.
Oh my God. John Bonham, Ringo Starr, and Phil Collins.
How many surrealists does it take to change a light bulb?
All of them.
Wrong. Fish. Veal or lamb?
Lamb.
Oh, didn't get through. There was one more.
Oh.
All right.
Phil Collins.
Steph, you
you're right. The answer is fish.
I did beep it.
Okay. The answer is fish.
Did it reset?
Yep.
Okay, good.
All right.
And Phil Collins.
You said overrated.
We cannot speak of these.
We cannot speak of these things again.
Ruby, are you prepared?
I am ready, sir.
I will. There, some of them are kind of long. I will read as fast as possible.
Okay.
But you should be able to get this.
All right.
Here we go.
Yes.
Do it. In the famous Kenny Rogers song, Who Shouldn't Take Her Love to Town?
Ruby.
Finish the name of the restaurant, Blank Tuesday.
Ruby's.
Name the precious stone that is pinkish red in color.
Ruby.
What did Dorothy have to click together 3 times to escape the Land of Oz?
Ruby slippers.
Name the pink grapefruit variation of Squirt the soft drink.
Pink grapefruit? Ruby red?
There you go.
Hey!
What would you call a large Australian marsupial crossed with a yellow and black, traditionally honey-producing insect?
Ruby? No, this is the trick. I don't know. I don't know this one. We cannot speak of it again. I failed!
This is actually a good question for you guys. What is more work, production of the films or doing the monthly Bonfire podcast?
More work?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely making the films.
Oh, definitely the podcast. Oh my God, I put in way more time on the goddamn podcast.
Way to commit to that answer.
I can
dear.
Do lighting. No problem.
You
I
got
to sleep. Yeah, I got. Well, I have 2 degrees, dude. It's my life. But, yeah.
It's tattooed on your stomach. Lighting life.
Lighting is my life. Ruby lights. Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it doesn't fit on my knuckles. Yeah. No. I think the podcast is way more work. It's fun.
Couldn't do Zombie Girl or anything.
But,
like that.
No.
I still say the movies. It's way more. Way more draining.
I know it is emotionally for me. Good.
That is a really interesting question, Peter.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Honestly, to answer the question, honestly, it is very cool to be able to. Doug talked about this, and I think Shannon has too. It is cool to have something that you can hand your family and friends. That's like, I made this. I did this. This is my lighting. Because yeah, it's theater's transient. Bands are transient. A movie, it's out
forever.
There. People can see it. They can buy it from SaintEuphoria.com. What the f*** is going on here?
I have no idea.
Keep talking.
No.
You boys are both
Hello,
on
Mitch.
Your
how
stupid
are you doing?
Phones.
Oh, lame.
Yes.
Nice. Hi, Mitch. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you. How you guys doing?
So the question was, do you have any questions for Ruby and I?
Yeah, I have one for you.
For me?
We've talked a few times about... You participated in films, acting, whatnot. I know you say you're not an actor. I think you did a great job with Gerald Castle. How do you feel about the role so far? I mean, I don't think you filmed anything for The Giant Spider yet, but I know the stuff you did for House of Ghosts and prepping for Gerald Castle in this new
You know, it's an interesting question. With General Castle, I don't feel like I did that great of a job in House of Ghosts.
You said that you didn't like that performance. I thought it was fine. I thought you were very good in it. You and Mark had a nice scene. I thought it was a good little ending to that movie. But I was wondering how that affected your preparation for the appearance of General Castle in the new movie.
I definitely like the fact that it's a character I played before, so I had already developed a bit of a backstory for him. I feel comfortable playing somebody, playing the same character as opposed to having to come up with a new one, just because I am an inexperienced actor. So there's something a little bit more comforting about revisiting a character that I've already done before. The learning all the lines thing is very intense. I'm in this movie a lot.
You definitely have a lot more lines in this one, if I recall.
Oh, God, yes.
I know there's a lot of General Castle in this one.
There's a lot of skinny General Castle now.
Yeah, how's that going to be explained?
Yeah, that's the other thing. We're not actually explaining how General Castle lost 90 pounds between House of Ghosts and the giant spider.
He got malaria in the Philippines.
There you go. I like that. Malaria in the Philippines.
Or Korea or somewhere.
You never know. So no, it is an interesting challenge. Am I nervous? Yes, but I think I'm more excited than nervous. Honestly.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing General Castle in the new one. And I've got a question that's kind of along the same avenue for Ruby. I guess you have an appearance in the movie. I don't know if it's a spoiler or not, but
no,
you have a role
just
in the
character
movie.
You're playing.
Yeah, her appearance in the movie is not a spoiler. The character that she's playing would be a spoiler. So you can ask your question.
I won't go there. I'll just say, Ruby, how do you feel about having a role in the movie? And did you find it easy to pull off, or did you have some reservations, or how'd that go for you?
It's funny you should ask that. Chris actually asked me that while we were at the last convention. I don't enjoy or disenjoy acting. It's just something that people do, and I haven't done it for a really long time. So it was a fun exercise, and I like the character I'm playing a lot, and I think people are gonna love what happens in that scene, and I'm glad to be a part of that.
I need to finish up for it, and I guess I can film my appearance next week, which is going to be different. So I have a couple lines.
Oh yeah, I forgot that you're in this one. Yay!
Yeah, the whole Gonzalez clan has managed to make an appearance in this one.
Excellent.
And I actually share something with you. So my wife Anne was offered an appearance in the movie.
That is true.
And so we asked her about it. She said, yeah, that'd be great. It's kind of a cameo. Initially, it was set up as a cameo. About a week before we go to film it, Chris tells me she's got some lines. So he sent the script over, the revised script, and so I showed that with Anne. She was a little apprehensive, but she thought, okay, this will be fun. So she learned the lines. We filmed the scene. So she's already had the dream where her scene ended up on this cutting room floor. So bad. That Chris cut it out, said, I can't even use it. And so she's got that anxiety already. That was hilarious.
That's so sweet, because she should know better after seeing his movies.
You can guarantee her it is in the finished film.
I'll tell her that. I think she really got a kick out of it. She really, I think it gave her a new appreciation of what it takes to make a movie. She had no idea. It was just kind of we show up, we have fun, and make this movie. But there's a lot of hard work to it, and a lot of discipline that you have to be prepared. And so she enjoyed her experience.
That's nice. Yeah, it's not romantic, the filming part necessarily, but it sure is fun in the end. So I'm glad she's not hating it so far.
Exactly. That's the truth. I mean, it's fun to hang out with you guys and make the movie, but there's a lot of work to do, and, you know, it's not a lot of, it's, you know, we're hanging out, but we're working.
True dat. True dat.
Yeah.
Mitch, you are the best.
No, you guys are.
No, you are.
No.
Well, Mitch, I hate to cut this short, but I think we should say our goodbyes so we can continue on with the podcast. This has all been recorded, just so you know.
Okay, so I have some more questions, and then I think we can probably wrap it up. So these questions actually are a series of questions that come from Maggie Schultz.
Hi, Maggie.
We have some pretty good ones on Facebook. You can go to the Facebook podcast Facebook page.
You sound exactly like Mark pimping our page. Good for you.
Well done. Like the Mimiverse Bonfire podcast on Facebook, and you too can sort of participate. And hey, if you get it this far, go to the podcast page now and ask questions just like Maggie did last time.
That's right.
When I get famous. That's funny.
Is that you? Is this in
That's
your
me.
Voice? Or
This
okay.
is me
okay.
asking.
Okay.
When I get famous. Yes, it says when Chris gets famous.
Oh, okay.
And I start paying actors back.
Oh, God. I can't even keep a straight
funny.
Face.
I can't finish.
Good one, Maggie.
Okay. In this fantasy world where I make money and get famous and I pay you guys.
That'd be great.
In a fantasy world.
It's like a dream.
Anyway, what are you buying with your first residual for 3 cents?
God,
it doesn't
all
say
in
for
one,
3 cents.
All
but what
in
are you
one
buying
place?
With your first residual check?
I'm going to Big Lots.
Yeah. Big Lots, where you can buy crap.
And lots of it.
And big things.
In big quantities.
Big things.
That's true. You'd probably go to the dollar store and get some shiny crap.
Couldn't spend your 3 cents.
I'd buy some gas.
Awesome. Now this one, actually I'm going to ask Steph this too.
Oh no.
Yes.
All of you must answer though. If you were in charge of craft services,
not
what
first.
Munchie would you make sure was always available on set?
I usually have fruit, so apples and pretzels.
All right. You guys?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Small ones. Like half
like
sizes.
Fingers?
Like you take one slice of bread, cut it in half, peanut butter on one side, jelly on the other. Boom.
Gotcha.
Okay, next time I'll have that for you.
You're the best.
Those are delicious.
Then we're going to have someone who's allergic to peanuts that dies.
Yeah.
Well, they don't eat it.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right.
Screw them.
Ruby.
Allergic.
Maggie is asking for me to say Oreos, but she's wrong. I like salty things, and so I would say
pretzels.
Cheetos.
Cheetos, it'll be there.
Pimp yes, I guess it is time to pimp yourself.
Pimp yourself.
That's
sounded
a good
great.
Song. Good times, good times, good
times. Pimp yourself. Well, Ruby, what do you got going on?
Not much. Making a movie. Living
cool.
life.
Yeah.
Doing
awesome.
Stuff.
Cool.
You know, friend us, write us notes, stuff.
Mark, what you got on?
I do want to say that this will be the last podcast with this particular equipment.
Yeah.
We ended up going with a whole new podcast system, and we're not recording with it tonight because I just got it the other day, and I don't feel that comfortable with it. Going to actually have Chris and I maybe put out a video on the podcast page of our evolution of the podcast. It would be just a quick 3 or 4 minute thing. So other people who are interested in podcasting get an idea of what it would take to get it started. Next month would be our holiday podcast. What
We'll be doing the Versi Awards next
the
month.
The Versi
Yay!
Award next Versi's. Month. So you'll hear the same four people. So I want to make sure that the audience is, there's some way for them to participate. So if somebody has an idea.
Okay, I got it. Here's what you do.
All right.
If it's a category from last year's Versies, you may tell us the category and vote for your favorite person. But if you have an idea for a new category, you should let us know the new category and we will provide a winner for the category. There, now it's open to everybody and we didn't even have to plan it out.
There you go.
Sounds good.
You guys got to say goodbye.
Hi. Oh.
Because you guys are the hosts.
Betcha. Well, thank you everybody for listening this long. We're at hour number 8. I hope you had a good day at work. It's time to go home now. I'd like to thank our guests, Mark and Ruby.
Hi.
Hi.
And my beautiful co-host, Stephanie. Thank you very much. Give yourself a hand.
Woo!
You did a good job.
Thank you.
Okay. And I'm your host this time, Christopher R. Mim. So everybody go around, say good night.
Good night.
Doing goofy voices this time.
Night, night.
I got nothing, man.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Life is a mystery. That much is plain to see. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We would like to thank our guests, ourselves, and our fire tender, absolutely no one, and Chris and Steph for hosting a fun podcast, and you for listening. A reminder for additional content, including special features, as well as even more Chad time with us, download the multi-part version of this podcast at SaintEuphoria.com. Next month will be our annual holiday podcast, so no guest, but you can go on Facebook or Saint Euphoria and submit ideas for new Versi Award categories or candidates for the existing Versi Awards. Until next month, follow your path. Don't love your heroes so much that you cheat them of their due. And be sure to keep a rockin' and a rollin'.
Oh, yeah. A rockin', a rollin', all the way.